Sunday, December 21st, fourth Sunday of Advent. The epistle from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day, but neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise from God. Haydock Commentary. Ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God, that is, the dogmas of faith revealed by the Almighty. To me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day. The sense, says St. Jerome, is by any human judgment or by men, whose judgment is in the day or time of this life. But God judges in his day, after this life, and chiefly at the last judgment. Neither do I judge myself, so as to look upon myself absolutely certain of the state of my soul, or that I am for certain justified, though I am not conscious to myself of anything, because I am to be judged by an omniscient God, the great searcher of hearts, who perhaps may discover faults which I, partial to myself, overlook. Now, if St. Paul dares not say he was justified, what presumption is it for others to pretend to an absolute certainty that they are just in the sight of God? This great apostle of the Gentiles, though conscious to himself of no breach of duty, still does not dare to call himself just. How different is the conduct of this apostle from those wicked impostors who teach that a man is justified by believing himself so? If this privileged apostle was afraid to form any judgment of his own heart and thoughts, whether they were pure or not, but left the trial thereof to the day of judgment, the day of his death, how presumptuous are they who dare to pronounce on their election and predestination? The Gospel from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother, tetrarch of Etruria, and the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priests Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord was made unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it was written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Haydock Commentary. To all who read, it is plain that St. John the Baptist not only preached baptism, but likewise conferred it upon many. Yet he could not give baptism to the remission of sins. So says St. Gregory. When the victim was not yet immolated, how could they obtain remission of sins? How could St. Luke say, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins? St. John came exhorting the Jews to acknowledge their sins and do penance for them, that being converted and truly contrite, they might seek after their Redeemer and thus obtain remission of their offenses. So says St. John Chrysostom. That John's baptism did not forgive sins may be detected from two passages of Scripture. First, where John himself declares that he does not baptize with the Holy Ghost. And secondly, in Acts chapter 19, where St. Paul orders those who had only been baptized by John and had not heard of the Holy Ghost to be rebaptized. We must then conclude that St. John's baptism was only a ceremony or initiation by which they enrolled themselves as his disciples to do penance, as a preparation for the remission of sins by means of the second baptism, namely that of Jesus Christ.